But their wages and salaries were only a fraction of those received by the present workers in the mill, and they produced much less. Machine tenders working 11 to 13 hours a day back in 1905 got 32.5 cents an hour. Back tenders got 17 cents an hour, and third hands received 13.5 cents per hour. The finishing room rates for men range from 13.5 to 20 cents per hour. The girls working in the plant toil 50 to 60 hours a week for a wage which averaged between $4 and $6. Even at these low wages, compared to those paid now, the company lost money in the early years and several times was almost on the rocks. The same number of people who turned out 17 tons a day then produced more than 40 tons a day today. Improved machinery and technology make it possible to produce more paper with fewer hours of work. The Lee Paper Company is Vicksburg's largest industry. The earnings of the workers in the mill are a major factor in making sales possible in the town stores, and in dozens of other ways it contributes to the prosperity and life of the community. Wages and salaries paid employees are just as good at the Lee Paper Company as those paid in the Kalamazoo mills. But many living expenses in and around Vicksburg are substantially less. Housing costs, especially, are notably lower. Many of the employees of the Lee Paper Company have small farms which they operate in their spare time. Living in a small town is good. There's no crowding or slums such as are found in the larger towns. The mill in Vicksburg represents an expansion of the paper industry in the Kalamazoo River Valley. One of the founders of the Vicksburg mill was George E. Bardeen, who learned the paper business in the old Kalamazoo Paper Company mill under the guidance of his stepfather, George Gibson. Mr. Gibson was in many respects a remarkable man, and he trained a great many men who later established other paper mills. The Lee Paper Company was organized on the 16th of July in the year 1903, that's 45 years ago. The chief figure in the original group was Fred E. Lee, who was at that time president of the Round Oak Furnace Company of Dowagiac, and the mill takes its name from him. Others included among the organizers, besides Mr. Lee and Mr. Bardeen, were Archie B. Gardner, also of the Round Oak Company, William G. Howard, a Kalamazoo attorney, Albert S. Roos, and Charles H. Seitz. Probably the chief factor in attracting the enterprise to Vicksburg was the plentiful supply of clear water from Portage Creek. Construction began in the spring of 1904. A large five-story brick building was put up, and the first paper was made on the 31st of May, 1905. Charles Seitz was the first manager, and William Goodenough was superintendent. In one respect, the Lee Paper Company was embarking on a new venture. Up to that time, no rag content papers had been made in any quantity in the Kalamazoo Valley, and this was the kind of paper that the founders decided to manufacture at the Lee Paper Company plant. It looked like a good bet, but almost from the start, the company had a very hard time making ends meet. The mill had cost more to build than was anticipated, and operations were carried on at a heavy loss. Mr. Seitz gave way to O.H. Briggs as manager. In 1906, a large mortgage had to be clamped on the property in order to continue work. In 1909, the mill was $600,000 in debt. The management was just about ready to throw in the sponge, but a loan of $150,000 was obtained, and in 1910, the mill operated for the first time at a moderate profit. In 1911, Norman Bardeen, who had been first bookkeeper and later salesman at the Lee Paper Company, was made general manager. Under his leadership, the operation began to prosper. And ever since that time, the Bardeen family has been very prominent in the operation of the mill. The present president of the Lee Paper Company is Maxwell Bardeen. But it hasn't been clear sailing by any means. Two world wars and two major depressions have had to be weathered. The nature of the product has had to be changed. Once during the Depression, when the company had just $5,000 in the bank, the insurance inspectors came along and condemned the boilers. But somehow money was found to keep the plant going, and in recent years it has operated at peak capacity with many improvements in power, machinery, and manufacturing efficiency.
Here with me in the studio this evening is one of the men who has been through all these vicissitudes with the company, or at least most of them. He's Andy Anderson, who started working for the Lee Paper Company something like 37 years ago. What is your present job at the mill, Andy?
Machine tender.
And just what does a machine tender do?
The machine tender's duty is to make a sheet of paper in regard to weight and size of sheet with a good clear mark and a good formation as the customer requires, and to work along with the beaterman as regards tear and length of fibers the sheet calls for.
I suppose you recall the times, Andy, when the mill wasn't operating as it is today.
Yes, in the latter part of 1920, the bottom fell out of business and fine grade mills had hard sledding for about 5 years. But after entering in other grades, they began to pick up and they have been going strong since.
Is there as much hard work in the mill as there used to be, Andy?
Well, the kind of grades we make now are different, and orders are much larger, but there's still plenty of work to do.
Andy, I think I heard it said that you're a Scotchman. Were you born in Scotland?
Yes, and come to this country in 1905.
In 1905. And how did you happen to come to the United States and then settle down to make your home in Vicksburg?
Oh, I had two brothers in this country, one in New York State and one in Maine. So I went to the one in Maine and worked in the Oxford Paper Company, located in Rumford Falls, Maine.
Well, you worked in a paper mill, but how did you happen to get to Vicksburg?
Oh, just wandering around.
I see. Do you have any hobbies, Andy?
Don't need any. My wife has plenty picked up for me to do.
She has plenty of hobbies for you. Well, much obliged for being with us, Andy.
A few days ago, I drove down to Vicksburg, met Max Bardeen, and took a trip through the plant. I learned that the Lee Paper Company makes what is called writing paper. That doesn't mean stationery, although the company did make stationery for a short time in its earlier days. One of the principal papers manufactured at the Lee Mill is the base stock for blueprint paper. Now, this is widely used all over the nation by draftsmen, architects, and engineers. It's a very high-quality paper, and it requires great care in manufacture. The Lee Paper Company also is one of the two largest manufacturers of photographic paper in the United States. The mill turns out also a great deal of bond and ledger paper, paper on which permanent records are kept. It manufactures large quantities of check paper, as papers using in writing checks and drafts. Some advertising papers also are included in the line, papers used in making high-quality catalogs and brochures. Thus, the Lee papers are the high-grades and high-priced papers. This kind of production involves a great many problems. A very high degree of technical control, research, development, and laboratory work are necessary. Raw materials consist of cotton fiber and wood pulp used in almost equal quantities. Some cotton in bales is used, but most of the cotton fibers are obtained from garment scraps. Trimmings off shirt tails and overalls and gloves and other kinds of cotton clothing are obtained in large bales from the textile mills. Some of this has to be bleached, and all of it has to be sorted and processed. Most of the pulp that's used is domestic pulp, although some is imported from Sweden. After my conference with Mr. Bardeen, John Stroud, an old friend and former student of mine, who is now purchasing agent for the Lee Paper Company, took me in tow, and we went on a trip through the mill. In some respects, this mill is like any other paper mill in this area, but every time I go through one of these mills, gathering materials for these programs, I say to myself, I wonder how many people in Kalamazoo and Western Michigan have ever taken the time to go through a paper mill. If you haven't seen one, you ought to take time off to do it. By all means, take those youngsters of yours along. They'll learn more than they will in several days in school. There are several unique features to the mill at Vicksburg, as I've said. The processing of rags and the making of these rags into cotton fibers is something not seen in most of the mills. I was much interested in what I was told were dandy rolls. Now, these dandy rolls are large metallic rolls, 12 or 14 feet long, which put the watermarks on the paper as it's being made. The Lee Paper Company has a whole library of these dandy rolls. Some of them contain the brand names for the Lee Company papers, but there are special rolls for private firms and private customers. I saw one for the University of Michigan papers. I saw another that was used when paper for the Republic of Ecuador is being turned out. In the machine shop of the plant, I saw something rather interesting. There were different parts of the machine that were painted different colors. Now, this is a safety device now in use in quite a few places. All electrical parts are painted blue. The guards are painted orange, and the handles are painted yellow, and so on. The company is justly proud of its new power plant. Gone are the pulleys and the belts of the old-time mill. Electrical power is used almost entirely, and the company generates its own electrical power. Steam is required in large quantities in the manufacturing process. The large boilers are all fed powdered coal through conduits, and the man who runs these boilers simply has to watch the gauges. Present output of the mill in Vicksburg is about 12,000 tons of paper per year, all of it high-grade paper. Yearly sales run between $3.5 and $4 million. The company announced last week in the Vicksburg Commercial an expansion and modernization program. The two paper machines, which were the original machines installed over 40 years ago, are going to be completely remodeled and rebuilt. A two-story addition, 72 by 73 feet, will provide expansion for the cutter room and also will provide a new machine shop. The space now occupied by the machine shop will be used for storage space. And also, a long-range program of expansion covering a decade or more has been worked out. We have another guest with us this evening from the Lee Paper Company in the person of Gordon L. Moore. Mr. Moore is a former athletic coach at the Vicksburg High School, and he's also a graduate of Kalamazoo College. Gordon, how long have you been with the Lee Paper Company?
I have worked at Lee for nearly 15 years, minus 3 years I spent in the Navy. Relatively a newcomer compared to Andy here and many others. For instance, Charlie Steinbarger started working for the mill March 3rd, 1905, and is active now as a knife grinder in the shop.
My, that's a long period of service. I'd like to tell our listeners, Gordon, about your appearance. Folks, Mr. Moore here with me in the studio this evening is sporting a very luxuriant beard, which I understand that he's growing in connection with the Hospital Guild Festival, which is to be held in Vicksburg next summer. Tell us a little bit about that festival. I've heard something about this organization called Whiskers Universal, Gordon. What is that?
Well, you're right, Doctor. The name of the organization is Whiskers Universal, Incorporated. It is a non-profit organization as far as members are concerned. All monies obtained by this group are for charitable enterprises. Our immediate objective is funds for the hospital, of course you know. The contest is an annual affair open to anyone in the world. However, by the terms of the Articles of Incorporation, the contest can be held only in Vicksburg on the fourth Saturday of July. Now, generally speaking, these beards will fall into two main classes, those of over 6 months' growth and those of 6 months or less. Of course, under each of these divisions, there will be awards for the best beard in every known type.
I believe, Gordon, that I heard that you won the championship in this beard contest last year. Is that true?
Well, that's right, in its infancy, Doctor.
And you have a few ambitions along that line maybe this year?
Well, I was practically stiff-armed into doing it this year.
Well, you've certainly had a good start. You'll be in the class of 6 months or over?
6 months or under, Doctor.
6 months or under, I see. Tell us a little bit about the program down there for this Hospital Guild Festival, Gordon.
Well, there's two or three things been added to it that we know for sure in the last couple of weeks. One of them, we've engaged a full-fledged rodeo to come in there with all the bad-acting horses and calf tying and everything that goes in a full-fledged rodeo. The other thing is a log burling contest. We aren't quite sure yet. We haven't got all the final details worked out, but it should be worked out in one of the lagoons there within the village limits.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Are you going to have a parade again this year?
Oh, very definitely. Bigger than better than last year.
What's the theme this year?
Frontier Days.
I see. Getting back to the Lee Paper Company, I suppose a lot of the people at the mill will take part in the festival.
Oh, yes, they all. They all will, Doctor. In fact, the mill and the town are one and the same.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore and Mr. Anderson, for joining us on this broadcast. And that concludes our story of the Lee Paper Company.
You have been listening to another program in the series Western Michigan at Work. A portion of this program was transcribed. Springtime means picnic time, and picnics usually mean potato chips. So next week, we're going to pay a visit to the BMO Potato Chip Company of Kalamazoo and bring you the story of how potato chips are made. This has been another program presented in the public interest by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company.